K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on this Wednesday morning. Another overcast day coming here in the Midwest, Kansas City, Missouri, October 29th, 2025. Getting straight on into here, preview K-State women's volleyball back after the upset over Kansas. They'll be taking on starting to end their long five-match road swing. First off, though, this is game four of that swing. They're going to be taking on, I had it right for a minute. They're going to be taking on Utah tonight in Utah, 8 o'clock there at Huntsman Center there. And, of course, BYU might as well just get them both out of the way right now while we're sitting here talking about women's volleyball here in this Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State athletics, whether that is women's volleyball, women's soccer, women's basketball, women's rowing, and so much more, right? Eddie Greer, the third here on this podcast. And then BYU, let me see, had it here for a second. Yeah, BYU on Friday. So today, tonight, and Friday will end the five. It feels like a month. It's the women's volleyball team. Now, again, of course, they were in the state of Kansas, but they were in Lawrence for that huge upset. They're coming off of that as well. So now you got to take on a Utah team that is 10-10 overall this year and a 2-7 record in the conference. Friday's opponent in BYU, that's going to be another top 25 opponent for this team. BYU is 17th in the country heading into this week, 17-4. BYU is 5-4 in conference play, and in K-State. Yeah, K-State, So they have this 11-6, and right now, K-State was the volleyball team. Head coach Jason Mansfield, 11-6, and then they're coming in here looking to get back to 500, 4-5 in the conference. So this media stuff, somebody who's in charge lately has been not doing a good job doing some things there as well. But hey, that's another discussion. I'm not trying to call anybody up. I'm just saying usually the record, season records first, then the conference. I'm just saying. But anyways, yeah, so there's that there as well. And other news heading in this week. Week in Utah for K-State women's volleyball. Simone Sims was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week. We haven't done too many. I know we've been trying to. There's been awards and all that earlier. Shelley Myers this year was the Offensive Player of the Week earlier this year. I think that came off of North Carolina East Carolina epic series there. And now here, weeks later, Simone Sims, S Square. Simone Sims has been really good all year, honestly, for this women's volleyball team. Now you're coming off of her being named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week there as well. So, yeah, man, a lot of positive vibes right now. And when count this K-State team out for... And tonight, this is a winnable game. What's this be straightforward with that? I'm not seeing here. Hopefully, I don't jinx them. But this is, again, you got to take care of teams that you're supposed to beat. I know, yes, college athletics and all that other stuff. But if you're the superior team, like, you got to go in there, have that, build down that momentum, and take care of Utah tonight. Got to take care of that. But we do know how K-State is. When this thing goes, hopefully this thing does not go the full distance. But again, if it does, K-State's pretty damn good in these five set matches this year. Obviously, the latest one was coming from behind and upsetting your rival, in-state rival Kansas last week. Eddie Greer III. This is another women's volleyball episode of the Pro Watch Podcast, kind of looking ahead to the rest of the week for this team as they finally wrap up their road trip this week with a pair of Utah teams. Obviously, we have seen this before with the women's soccer teams. When they did their Arizona trip, the men's basketball team did it. So this has been more than common. Let's just get this all out of the way right now, right? And so you have all that going on there as well. And these matches will be on ESPN Plus there as well. We already talked about that there as well. This year, the road, K-State, away from Morgan Family Arena, has been pretty solid. 6-3 on the road this year. They're looking to tack on that tonight, and hopefully even more so on Friday there as well. So 6-3 there as well. And let's remind everybody about that win against the Jayhawks. The upset win over 14th-ranked KU last week. That was the first time, finally, breaking that streak. They didn't beat KU since 2020. That was a crazy year. That was a COVID year, folks. So, yeah, so that's a huge monkey off the back end. Let's remind everybody, we still got to play Kansas one more time, but they got to come to Morgan Family Arena, and we all know how the atmosphere vibes in big time games. But first off, you got to take care of your own business this week, and hopefully you need to build on this momentum here. And that's important. That's important for this team here that has been really good this year for the K-State Women's volleyball team, as they look to build on that momentum from a dramatic win in Lawrence last week in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown there as well. Jordan Williams, let me see. Yeah, Jordan Williams in here. So we got people outside the Big Three, and we know who the Big Three is here on this podcast, right? LeGrand, Myers, and Nia Clinton. We're talking about got ladies outside of that, and that's a good thing, right? You want everybody to get into the game, right? And Jordan Williams has been coming on here as of late as well. Jordan Williams, 8 blocks. I think this goes back to the KU game. You're talking about the KU game there as well. And speaking of which, yeah, let's go back to the Big Three that I just mentioned. All of them reached double digits in that upset win. And I said prior to that, they have to be stars, all of them. Shady Myers, Anaya Clinton, Ava Green. Y'all gotta have these names agreeing before the year's out. Year's out on this podcast. But yeah, we've been following this team, both the women's soccer team and women's volleyball team, all year long on this podcast. Again, poking a little fun at our KC Sports Network friend, Jasmine Hallenburton. I'm pretty sure she'll have another podcast roll out on Friday. KC Sports Network, friend of the show, Jasmine Hallenburton. Maybe if we can get some, if I can get additional equipment back, might have to reach out and get her back onto the podcast at some point. Like, and that means, speaking of getting back, well, hopefully, I'm not gonna get that out there yet. I know I've been working with limited equipment since really last month there. Hopefully, by the end of the year, hopefully get Alex back on the podcast here. Alex Hayden, my co-host, usually for the Purple Project podcast over in the Podbean app. So maybe I might do, I'm trying to figure out something for him. He needs to do a solo episode or something like that. And I can put it on the feed or whatever, or he can put it on the feed or whatever that is. I'll figure something out over that. I'm thinking out loud. I'm sorry. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things KC Sports. I'm like, what's happening to Alex? What happened to Alex? I'm like, he's fine. He's fine. It's me on my end. Limited equipment, unexpected things happening, all that other stuff. So, but again, we've still been freaking out K-State content each and every day on this podcast still, despite all what's been going on. Still rocking and rolling this podcast. So, again, we'll keep marching on. We'll figure it out as we go along here. But K-State looks to continue to figure themselves out here on this road swing against Utah tonight. And then BYU on 17th-ranked BYU coming on Friday. So that's a look ahead there for K-State Women's Volleyball this weekend. Yeah, congratulations to Simone Sims. Defensive Player of the Week, Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week this week there as well. So all positive vibes heading in a nice matchup. ESPN Plus, 8 o'clock tonight, Utah. And, of course, if you've been every dayer of this K-State podcast, all things K-State athletics, right, we'll give you pop postcast, recaps, reviews, and such after every K-State athletic event. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily, or a chance to record K-State content. Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, Audio Boom, wherever you can listen to your favorite K-State podcast, all the 3 miles of the world, Powercat podcast and such like that, the K-State Online. Yeah, baby, we got you covered here on a particular podcast. I mentioned the Podbean app in this episode yet again. Download the Podbean app, GRIER, number 3. People are getting, even outside of the podcast, people are getting the threes and not doing what they're asked to do. GRIER, the number 3. EDD IE apostrophe podcast. Again, that's GR IER. Number three, EDDID Process Podcast. More coverage of your K-State Wildcats again. Yes, again. I guess. So there's that. Of course, make sure you pass the word along. Continue to pass the word along about your everyday. Continue to pass the word along to other K-State fans about the Pro Punch Podcast. And I gotta say, real quick, again, thank you so much for your continued support of this podcast. I just really lately, as of late, I've been blown away. looking at you, even though I don't really pay attention to the numbers all that often, that much, I was completely blown away lately about the listenership about this podcast. Everyday podcast, all this K-State sports are coming at you daily. There's other things going on, obviously, besides football going on right now. Still, obviously, in men's basketball, which that's officially going to be kicking off on Friday. Women's basketball on Monday, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. So we got you covered each and every day here, including the weekends, including the holidays as well, on this particular podcast. And I can't thank y'all each enough for that. But yeah, continue your support there. And even so, hey, leave us a rating, 4 or 5 stars. That preferably, that helps, continues to help out this podcast, continues to trend forward there as well. So definitely as we head to the end of this month there, a huge week, there's an episode yesterday about this week in K-State Athletics there, so make sure you check that out as well. And we'll continue to rock and roll here as the last week of October continues. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from, once again, another overcast day and super windy in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another women's basketball edition. Oh, my goodness. This has been another women's volleyball edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. We'll talk to y'all next time. Go Cats.